Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Coaching Conversations. This is your host and life coach, Shawn Chakowski, and I'm here with the wonderful Money Visco. How are you, Money?
I am doing well. How about you?
Good. So we're going to talk about the importance of self-respect. Great topic. I think contemplating self-respect. So as I said, let's try to have a conversation and see where we go with it. Any initial thoughts on the topic before we get rolling?
No, not really. I was just curious as to what made you, brought that up for you to feel like it was important to talk about.
I do. You know, I think when it comes to self-respect, I think there's some confusion with self-confidence, self-esteem, and self-respect. And I do think self-respect is probably like, this is why I wanted to talk about it, like the core element that could probably propel people to build their self-confidence and self-esteem and actually assertiveness. I want to talk about assertiveness and with self-respect. But the unique thing about self-respect, we have some articles that we're referring to, but is that self-respect is not something that's really developed. You know, it's almost a human right. And I think it is something that we all I don't want to use the word entitled to, but it is an element of who we are. And, you know, we should all be honored as people and individuals and who we are, that I think the element of self-respect is being challenged or not understood fully, or I think some of the ways we're living is diminishing that, or and that's why I wanted to talk about it. I think it's really important that people grasp self-respect. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think self-respect is like when you said that we should honor ourselves and each other for simply being who we are, but and for no other reason. And I think that's because it's not like you're going to respect someone because they're your teacher or they're your boss or they're, you know, they have a lot of money or they're your parent. Like you have to respect yourself and others just as human beings. And I think that's what you're saying.
Right.
And I think that is distinguishing from self-esteem because I think sometimes, and I talk about it like self-esteem is not necessarily for people to strive to have high self-esteem, but healthy self-esteem. So I kind of think that healthy self-esteem and self-respect are the same thing, but high self-esteem is not. Like, because there are a lot of people who have high self-esteem because the circumstances around them promote them to feel good about themselves. Versus healthy self-esteem, which again is I am good enough because I just am. It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. Yep. Nope. No, I get it. I just think it's part of that. I think challenge in Western society is that outside in and inside out. You know, for me, like when I think self-respect, like I want to take every person and say, you know what, it just is something that should be. You know, you should be honored. You should have dignity. And sometimes that, when you hold on to that, you can understand the quality of the circumstances around you. You know, I just think it gets so blurred sometimes, you know, like we're such the outside in that we don't see it that way. You know, even defining your relationships, like if someone is not, you know, you don't need to apologize for who you are, you know, or change who you are. And if you see people trying to do that, then you can understand that, you know, maybe you're not, there's not respect for who you are. Does that make sense? I don't know if I can clear that for me. Nope.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like you said, you don't have to change who you are. And we had a, you know, a show about this, like fitting in versus belonging. And so, you know, when people are trying to fit in, that means they're changing who they are to be accepted.
Right.
And self-respect, people who have self-respect would not do that. Like they wouldn't compromise themselves in order to fit in. And I think there's a list in one or two of these articles that we are referring to about what the characteristics are of people who have self-respect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of them, setting boundaries. I know we've talked about boundaries quite a bit. You know, saying no. When you don't want to do something and not feeling guilty about it, right?
Yep. Because it can be challenging. I think, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't going to say anything else. Go ahead.
Oh, where I go with self-respect, I always think of, like, the model of history for me, who's, like, amplifies self-respect.
Mm-hmm.
And I always go back to Rosa Parks. I just think, like, that woman was, you know, sitting on a bus and was told to get up. And, you know, and she had self-respect for herself and said no, you know. Where the power of that is where I feel like, you know, there's always such a force of maybe trying to diminish self-respect, or I think it's where I want to go with this is how important it is to people be assertive. I think that's the missing thing. Like, we always think, like, oh, to build where I want to go, like, to build confidence and self-esteem, like, we have, like you said, do these things or get approval from people. Where I think sometimes, this is in my, I think, a coaching perspective, is sometimes being assertive with your self-respect, you know, or with who you are, that very powerful. I think that for me, I don't know, thoughts?
Yeah, like we said, saying no, like being, standing for what you believe in when you know, like Rosa Parks, a perfect example of that. It's like, I am not less than because of the color of my skin. Like, come on. Like, I know that I am worthy. I know that I deserve the same respect you do, and I should be able to sit wherever I want, just like you can.
Yep.
So, you know, that is what it is. It's I stand in my truth of who I am, and I kind of command you to respect me the way that I'm respecting myself.
And it's so you talk about personal power there, like, you know,
oh my
and
gosh.
Like not power, because I think there's, especially in, I think, our culture, there's kind of a twisted concept of what power is. I think there's such an, people think they gravitate power from outside sources, but true power in a healthy manner, you know, comes from within, using your personal power properly, and where she used her, it wasn't she was trying to overpower or control somebody. She was being assertive for her right, you know, her dignity. Where I want to bring this up, though, is, like, if people can hold on to that to everyday living, you know, I do think we're challenged with a lot of our expectations, our cultural norms, and, you know, fitting in. I just read this great book. It's called is it Mind-Body, and he's talking about the mind-body connection. But his element, too, he says that's overlooked a lot is the culture, you know, how that can really dictate some of our well-being. But I think where I wanted to bring this up is just how we forget how important we are of just who we are, not in comparison of people. I do think, in, like, a lot of times in my coaching, I'm always, like, trying to, you know, advocate for people, you know, be your own advocate for who you are.
And I think that, you know, we can look at it both ways here, because it's like, self-respect is really important, but it's also the respecting of others, you know, that because if you can stand in your truth and say, this is who I am, I don't need to change to fit in, I deserve to be treated well or not less than you. And at the same time, I think people who have self-respect generally will respect others as well.
Yes.
Because that's important, too, especially in this day and age. Like, none of us are better than anybody else because of any reason. And I think that power thing that you brought up is really important because, you know, it's not, like I said, don't respect me because I'm your boss or I'm your mom or a teacher. And that's not why I deserve respect. And at the same time, I don't respect you less because you're, you know, you're my student or my child or my employee. It goes hand in hand. So it's not power over another.
It's assertiveness
out.
For who you are.
Yeah.
Really.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's why
exactly.
I wanted to talk about it because I do think self-respect, you know, like, this is the word respect. It can get like, oh, you don't respect me. You know, it can have this different vibration than really what I think it's meant for, like true healthy respect, self-respect. And it always starts from self. You're right. If you have self-respect for yourself, you probably tend to have it for others. You know, let's talk about the ways we can nurture that. You know, how do we nurture self-respect?
You mean just kind of stand in that? One thing that's important, I think it's come up through all the articles, and I say that to everyone all the time, is take responsibility for yourself and your own
huge
behavior.
Mm-hmm.
That's like mm-hmm. a huge one, because you don't blame other people, because people, when you're doing that, it's very disempowering. So own what you're doing, take responsibility for yourself, and don't worry about what other people think. But
mm-hmm.
that goes hand in hand with taking responsibility for yourself. So
right.
you know you're doing the right thing. Not everybody might be happy about it all the time. I'm sure there were people who are very unhappy with Rosa Parks.
I know.
She did it
but
anyway.
You got to, you know,
because,
hold true to yourself.
You know,
yeah.
So, yeah. And that's hard sometimes, because I think a lot of us are people pleasers. Like, we don't want people to not like us. And so
why
we
do you
compromise.
Think that's culture? That's culture thing,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Where I wanted to bring up, because this came up, I did a class on, I think, expansive thinking, but it sort of somehow surfaced, and I wanted to bring it up. But, you know, they're saying to nurture your self-respect, you know, like and excel at being who you are. And a lot of people don't know that. Like, what is it that makes you tick? What are your values? We went through, and there were some questions that you can answer. Like, I asked a few of my clients to write down the phrases where I am, I think, I need, I feel, and I want. And
mm-hmm.
what came up there, I said, you know, it is your responsibility to know this. A lot of them are like, I don't. I'm like, I'm just, here's a little wisdom here. If you just don't decide what you want, you feel, you need, someone may step in and tell you what you want, you
mm-hmm.
think, and need. So it's really important to stand in and do that work of understanding who you are and what makes you tick. Again,
mm-hmm.
we are, though, do you think the word pressure is, though, there is pressure from outside forces to have you fit in certain ways if you don't stand in your light? I do. I think the school systems, the work, you know, we do have to conform to survive, but, you know, there gets to a point, too, that your authenticity, you know, holding on to that.
Yes, I agree. I mean, I think it is very challenging to do that. But we've seen, you know, people do it throughout history who are those leaders. And maybe not all of us have that, you know, courage to do that. But at least even in the small things, when it comes to just things that only apply to us, I feel like make that effort to say, no, I'm not, you know, I'm worth it. And, you know, sometimes people also, they'll treat other people better than they treat themselves. And so that's,
right.
you know, a whole other, you know, topic of, you know, why don't we treat ourselves the way, you know, we would treat other people.
That
and not
outside
less
in.
Than that.
yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. So that is self-respect. Like, because there are people who are like that. They would respect other people and their needs and accept them for who they are, but then they don't do it for themselves.
Right. And I did, that's why I think it's a very powerful topic. And all different levels, whether it's, you know, putting, you know, self-respect of self-importance or managing or, you know, standing up to pressures, it does stem from that. But the powerful thing, the message is that self-respect is always there. It can't be taken away. You know, you are, you know, as coaches, I think our life, you know, is a fast pace, and people get kind of caught up into the whole rhythm of life. But if we can tell you, you are important, you know, advocate and remind you that knowing who you are, standing in your light, and then you have people that support you to do that. That, you know, that I think as coaches, what we're here to help remind people.
Mm-hmm.
Any final words?
Yeah.
We're about out of time already here.
Yeah, no, I think what you said is important, that it can't be taken away. So no matter how your life changes, and maybe you quit the job, or your kids move out of your house, or all the circumstances around you are changing that might have been what you perceived to be why you respected yourself, if you realize
mm-hmm.
it can't be taken away, because it doesn't have anything to do with anything outside of yourself. It's just
right. I think they call it like a false type of self-respect. That's like when you're looking outside,
mm-hmm.
but where it all is,
yep.
it's all within. It's all starts from
exactly.
Self.
Exactly.
Well, awesome, Joe. Thank you for being here. Any
okay.
listeners that would like to continue the conversation, you can reach Moni and I at wnylifecoaching.com or 716-560-6552. Thanks to all our listeners. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.